You know, first, I just want to thank the Bears organization, George McCaskey, Mrs. McCaskey, the entire family, Phil Emery, Cliff, Ted, Mark, all the coaches, everyone that makes this building run. You know, it's been a fun ride I've had here. Looking forward to the future. Obviously going to be here quite a bit longer. I think I said Monday before I knew what direction we were going to go in that whether I came here or a different quarterback came here, the direction of this organization was heading in the right way. The people that make the decisions and influence people are the right group. The mindset's right, and the talent in the locker room is right. So I'm happy to be joining the rest of the guys, the rest of the coaches, the rest of the organization in our pursuit for a championship. And that's the reason that I wanted to come back, because I truly believe that we have the right group of people to make that happen. Pretty quickly. I think whenever you have two groups that want to work to the same direction and want the same thing to happen, that it can happen with relatively pretty easy. You know, I saw Phil touch on it. You know, we come in high, they come in low, and ultimately, you know, you're just going to meet in the middle. So that's kind of how it worked out. No, I didn't want to. It was going to have to be on the Bears' part. I wanted to stay here. Kristen, my wife, wanted to stay here. I forgot to thank her as well. So thank you. She's probably put up with more than anybody. So we wanted to stay here. So it was going to have to come from the Bears not wanting me back for me to test it. It's huge. I think if you ask, as I've said it many times, you ask any quarterback throughout the league, being in the offense numerous years, being around the same group of people, hearing the same play calls, experiencing three deep versus a certain call that isn't favorable, and being able to manage that call, that's what it's all about. So the group of guys we have, especially offensively, they're going to make it so much easier. We've got a lot of talent on that side, a lot of guys that can make plays on the outside, and obviously signing Matt Slauson is going to help that front group get even better. Yeah, it hasn't. It's not always been easy. There's been some ups and downs. There's been some bad years. There's been some good years, and I think it makes me appreciate the situation and the moment I'm in even more. With the offensive weapons we have, with the type of leadership that we have from the front office, with the coaching staff that we have, and their detailed organization of our play calling and our install, it makes me happy I'm here. And you know, it made my decision of coming here much easier. Absolutely. I don't think that part of it's set in yet. That will set in over the next month or so. You know, I think we're all kind of caught up in just the excitement of being here and looking towards the future. But like you said, to be here for, you know, possibly 12 years, 10, 12 years, you know, hopefully we can win some championships. And that's what it's all about. You know, if we look back 20 years from now and say, hey, I was here 12 years and we didn't win a championship, we're going to be disappointed. I'm going to be disappointed. And I think the rest of our organization is going to be disappointed. So that's what we have to start working towards, you know, starting tomorrow. And I know the coaches will, and I will, and the rest of the players will. You know, I was optimistic, and I think if you listen to what Phil said, if you listen to what Tress said, you know, they didn't come out and say, hey, we're going to do this, this, and this, but, you know, they were complimentary, and my talks with Phil and Tress were always in positive form, so, you know, I stayed optimistic about it. I knew that this is a business, and it could always go the other way. But, you know, I was quietly confident that we were going to get this thing done. You know, I was, but I also wasn't going to not be myself and act. I put on an act just to get, you know, a contract done. You know, football-wise on the field, you know, I think we meshed pretty well with that. But a lot of our time is off the field, in meetings, talking about different scenarios. You know, that's what he wanted to evaluate. Is it going to work? Because it is a marriage of sorts. We spend a lot of time together, and if we have conflicting personalities or for whatever reason it doesn't work out, it's hard, him being head coach and being an offensive guy, to have a quarterback if that was the direction that we were going to take. But I think since day one, we've obviously worked through the things that we've had to work through. It was a relatively easy marriage, if you will, I think, from day one, and I'm happy to be married to him for seven more years. Yes and no. I think that the organization and Mark, they allow that type of growth as people and players. You know, we come in each and every day, and it's not just about football. It's about, you know, the guys in that room, and he always says this is a people business, not a football business. So, you know, he kind of spawns that culture. Anything that would happen, anywhere where I would have went, you know, there's always positive and negatives. There's always critics, and it's kind of what it is. Coming off an 8-8 season, we're obviously not happy with how it ended or how it transpired. But I think everyone in this building is really excited about the direction that we're going. So moving forward, there's definitely be people saying that this was the wrong move, and that's fine. I mean, that's their opinion. The guys in this building, the people in this building, you know, we'll stick together and we'll keep going in the direction that we think is right. Yeah, it's easy whenever you got the guys around me in the locker room, which the coaching staff, they alleviate a lot of pressure on my end. You know you don't have to do it by yourself. You've got the coaching staff behind you. You've got the general manager behind you. You've got the ownership behind you. And you got the guys around you to help you make plays on a game-in, game-and-out basis. So that's going to continue into the future, which is only going to make it easier for me to do my job. I think in my case, you know, I signed an extension here. So this is, you know, really my third deal. You get to a certain, I can't speak for every player. You get to a certain point, which, you know, what's the most important part of your career? Do you want to say, hey, I made X amount of dollars, or hey, I won championships? And, you know, like I talk with, you know, 40 and B. Marsh and Gars and all the guys, you know, we're here to win championships, not to make so-and-so amount of dollars. And that was my thought process. You know, whether it's $15 million or it's $22 million, you know, it's hard to spend all that in your lifetime. Kristen said she'll help, but, yeah, I think we reached the amount of money that it's, you know, we're going to be taken care of. It's fair for both sides, and, you know, hopefully we can continue to get players that it's going to help this organization win. Yeah, I'd like to see him come back. You know, there was talks about him retiring, and there's talks about him getting other opportunities, which I think rightfully so he'll have. You know, we've had candid talks about what he wants to do. I'll let Josh address that when he wants to. But I know we'd love to have him back. I know Phil talked on it, and we'd like to have him back in the building. Just the amount of work he does behind the scenes with the younger players and myself, and just the experience he brings to the quarterback room, it's very valuable. So we'll see how that works out. But I think the guys in the locker room are hoping we see 12 back next year. You know, I think trust works well with me. I'm probably not as flexible as he is. He does a great job of his self-awareness and just knowing what the room needs and what direction we need to go, and should we push him today, or should we just go ahead and kind of let things go a little bit. He's got a really good feel, but at the end of the day, he knows that the quarterback room, we demand excellence, and that's where we want to go. That's the direction we want to be pushed in. And each and every day, whenever he brings in the scripts or the game plans, we want it to be challenging. We want it to have plays that we're going to win with on Sunday. And, you know, I think that keeps him going, and it keeps us going as well. No, it wasn't tough for me. You know, I think everyone leads in different ways. I try to do it on the field and my actions and the way I worked and the way I prepared. You know, and I don't think I really went much farther than that this year. You know, I talked to some of the younger guys, and I think Tress just kind of has that culture of everyone speaking to each other and everyone being accountable to each other, and offense affects defense and vice versa. So, you know, it kind of starts with Phil and Tress and ownership, and kind of trickles down from there. And that's the culture that they want to bring. And as quarterbacks, you know, it's kind of our responsibility to make sure that culture affects the and stays with the locker room. No, you know, we're going to get – I know B has the guys down in Miami a lot. I know Marquise is going to head down this year, which would be good for him. Alshon's going down again. Marty will be there. I'm sure we can get Forte down. I'm going to go down, numerous times and just throw with them. But, I don't think we're going to start till the 15th this year of April, as opposed to we were 2 weeks earlier last year. So a lot of time off. And, it's important to get with those guys periodically. We don't want to burn them out. But just to keep everything fresh in their minds so when we do start up, it's not back at square one at zero. Toughness, nastiness, a veteran leadership, which was much needed for those younger guys. He's constant every single day. He's grinding. He was able to show Kyle what it takes to be a successful guard in the NFL, and Kyle was able to see it firsthand and on film and be able to talk to him on a daily basis. So it was huge, and, it was one of those things that Matt, I think he enjoyed doing it, being a semi-coach out there for Kyle and the young guys and helping them along. Obviously, there's frustrating times as you go through those things working with young guys, but Matt did a great job, and I was really excited to hear that he's going to be here for four more years protecting me. I was talking to the line a couple nights ago. It's just about showing up each and every day. We're going to pick out certain things, obviously. Third down, red zone, first down efficiency, all that stuff. But as long as everyone's coming to work each and every day, we're working at our craft. We're trying to get better, and we don't take certain days for granted. We're just here, just doing it. We'll look back in June, July and say, we've came a long way in 3 months. And then a year from now, we'll look back and say, hey, you remember when we were there? We were messing up those plays. We've got those plays hammered out now. So, more than anything, it's just time and just making sure that we get all the guys in the building and kind of hammering things out.